the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex. This is the George Plaster Show. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on kind of a cloudy, overcast Wednesday afternoon in Nashville, Tennessee. I will tell you right off the bat that former Heisman Trophy winner and current Tennessee State University football coach Eddie George will join us today at 2:30. Kind of a reuniting of an old radio show that we once did. Let's check in, shall we, with Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. Terry, how are you?
I'm doing well, George. How are you?
Good.
Good.
How do we normally start the show these days?
Well, you roll out, we give an update, but you roll out a stat of the day at some point.
Why don't we do that right now?
Okay.
Okay. There are 8 past Ohio State Buckeyes who have had their number honored. That's what they call it. Who are those 8?
I'll say Archie Griffin.
He's number 45. You're absolutely correct. You're 1 for 1.
How about our soon-to-be guest, Eddie George?
Number 27. 2 down, 6 to go.
2 down and 6 to go.
Eddie will be asked these as well.
Okay. All right. He probably will do much better than I will at this.
I don't think he'll get them all.
Okay. Let's see. Gosh. Not real up on my Ohio State football from years past, I'm afraid. Let's see. Other Ohio State standouts. Oh, gosh.
The silence makes for great radio, I got to tell you.
Surely not Kirk Herbstreit.
No. No, he is not.
Let's see.
I'll throw one out there for you. What about Archie Griffin?
Thank you for playing, since that was the first one that Terry...
Oh, did he say that? Oh, well, there you go. Good job, wow. Terry. See, we're on the same boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there we go.
Trying to deflect what was going to be some negativity.
Yeah.
I just agree with Terry. It was a good
sure.
answer. We needed to round back.
So, Terry, you've had enough time to stall.
Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel was an Ohio State Buckeye. That is incorrect.
I kind of figured it was.
Yeah. You ready? You want me to give them to you? You're not getting any more of these.
Watching Jonathan Loaisiga try to give away the Yankees lead here to Toronto.
I feel terrible about that.
I know you do.
Troy Smith is the most recent Buckeye in 2006.
Yes.
His being number 10. Hopalong Cassidy, number 40.
That, actually, but I couldn't remember if that's where he played or not.
Yep. Hopalong Cassidy's number 40. Vic Janowitz, number 31. Les Horvath, number 22. Bill Willis, number 99. And Chick Harley, number 47.
How many of these guys played like during the Depression or something? Because I never heard of half of them.
Right. That's why I was so willing to ask it.
I figured.
Because I didn't think you'd come out of it real good.
No, I mean, there were some names on there that I had no clue who they were.
Well, first of all, if you think of, you know, there's some people out there. Orlando Pace. How about Andy Katzenmoyer?
Yeah. How about the late Corey Stringer?
Yeah, I mean, there are some big-time people. So they've had 8 totally. And... So let's guess at this. Let's have a little fun with this, Terry.
Okay.
How many of these do you think Eddie can come up with?
Well, he's going to get himself, he's going to get Archie Griffin, and he's going to get Troy Smith for sure.
That's what I think. And then after that, I think it gets a little fuzzy.
Yeah, he might get Hopalong Cassidy just because that's a known name.
If he goes 8 for 8, oh, my God, that would be amazing.
Yes, it would.
We'll test him out.
Yeah. Who's to say he's not listening right now and jotting the names down?
Eddie, if you're listening and you're cheating, shame on you. Okay, update time?
Yes.
Let's start in Cleveland. Jadeveon Clowney is no longer a Titan. 1 year deal today with the Cleveland Browns. $10 million. He'll have an opportunity to thrive, in theory, playing opposite fellow former number one overall pick Myles Garrett. And he kind of brought that up today, looking forward to not getting double teamed as much. Terry, how do you think this is going to play out, honestly?
If he could stay healthy, I think it can be an asset for the Browns, and here's why. Because Myles Garrett is going to command the bulk of the attention. So it's going to leave him single blocked a lot. It's going to allow him to do what he does, which is put pressure on the quarterback. And I think it's a much better situation for him probably than the Titans would be, simply for the fact that when the Titans brought him in here, I think they were counting on him to, if not be number one as a pass rusher, to be at least 1A.
If 100% were that he was playing in total health, what percentage do you believe he was playing at as a Tennessee Titan?
Gosh, that's hard to say, but I don't think it was anywhere near 100%. 75 to 80 maybe would be my guess, just for the simple fact that he had had knee issues in the past. He missed a couple of games early in the year because of problems. They tried to rest him, not practice him very much, and then finally he just decided to have the surgery and they shut him down for the year.
Meanwhile, this heartwarming story. An attorney filed a criminal complaint against Los Angeles Rams pass rusher Aaron Donald with Pittsburgh police on Wednesday, saying the defensive tackle and others assaulted his 26-year-old client at an after-hours club last weekend. Terry, first of all, not a lot good happens in after-hours clubs. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes. What is it they say, that nothing good happens after midnight? And I'm guessing that an after-hours, if that's the name of it, club, is ripe with opportunity for bad things to happen.
Attorney Todd Hollis said his client, DeVincent Spriggs, needed 16 stitches and suffered a broken orbital bone, a broken nose, and a sprained or broken arm. The alleged attack occurred around 3 a.m. Sunday, according to Hollis, and the attorney released a photo that showed Spriggs with facial injuries and swelling. He goes on to say, "We believe there was a misunderstanding that Mr. Spriggs bumped into Mr. Donald, and Mr. Donald escalated the matter, leading to my client's assault moments later."
Do you see the photo?
That's not pretty.
Oh, it's not.
That's not good.
Are there any criminal charges in this?
Not yet. Not yet. Terry, another heartwarming story. The NFL today sent a memo to teams outlining rules for its off-season programs, rules the league has decided to impose after failing to reach agreement with its players' union on some key aspects. The part of the off-season program that are voluntary, or the parts under the CBA, everything but the annual mandatory June minicamps, will remain so. But while the NFL Players Association has publicly called for the entire offseason to be conducted virtually in light of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, the league is telling teams that on-field work will be permitted. Phase one of the offseason program, which reflects what the players requested, will run from April 19th through May 14th. All meetings will be conducted virtually, and no on-field work will be permitted. Thoughts?
Very interesting, especially since a number of teams, including the Bucks, the Broncos, and the Lions, have already said they will not be taking part in off-season work. So this is going to be an interesting situation to watch this unfold. Now, as we have discussed a lot on this show, George, the NFL Players Union has, they're somewhat toothless.
They have the backbone of a chocolate eclair.
Yes. They don't have a lot of power to keep everybody together and to keep everybody focused, because for every star player that might be willing to go through with these sorts of threats and go through with trying to shut things down and force a work stoppage and try to, you know, use that as a negotiating tool, there are a dozen little Georgie Plasters who are tight ends and undrafted free agents from places like Valdosta State that would jump at the chance to get to go to an NFL training camp and try to have a shot to play. And that's why it will never work.
Why did you use my name?
Why not?
You'd be a great tight end, I guess, at Valdosta State.
Wow.
You think about it. You know, there's so many guys out there, you know, college players who will never get a camp invite, or if they get a camp invite, they're the longest of long shots. And the average NFL career is, what, less than 3 years? Is that right, George?
Yeah.
So with the average NFL career being less than 3 years, these guys who are on the back end or guys just looking for a chance, they can't afford to give up any of the time that they might have on an NFL roster or even a practice squad just to please the other guys who a lot of them are already, you know, etched into the league and are already, you know, pretty well set financially.
And then there is this story, Terry. Bernie Madoff, whose Ponzi scheme led to the former New York Mets owners being embroiled in a $1 billion lawsuit, has died in prison at the age of 82. He burned thousands of investors, outfoxed regulators, and received a 150-year prison term. He died of natural causes at the Federal Medical Center in Butner, North Carolina. And as you know, former Mets owners Fred Wilpon, Jeff Wilpon, and Saul Katz were major investors. And ultimately, Terry, that kind of led to the Mets having to go on the cheap.
Yes, it did. Kind of hurt the franchise for a while. Obviously, Mr. Cohen, who owns the team now, is working hard to make amends there. But when all that broke and all that hit, it was huge news.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here's what we've got in big league baseball right now. Games going on in progress. Yankees and Toronto tied 4-4, top seven. Any commentary?
Aaron Judge has hit two home runs in this game, but Jonathan Loaisiga wild pitched in the tying run a moment ago, so I'm not real pleased with how the Yankees have been playing early in the season. I'll just leave it at that.
Get in line.
Yeah, I think your team is struggling a little bit out of the gate, too.
Well, bottom line is, if Max Fried is struggling, they're going to struggle. As long as Mike Soroka is on the DL, they have got to have an A-level Max Fried, and right now they're getting more like a D-level.
Yeah, whenever you're starting pitching struggles, that makes it harder on, you know, the entire team. And you know, it's amazing too when you see, and I see it like at the high school level, just watching my son's team and the teams that we play. When you have a good solid pitcher on the mound, somebody that's in command and doing their job the right way, whether it's at the high school level, the minor league level, college, the big leagues, it's amazing how much more confident the team plays both at the plate and in the field when they know that that guy out there is going to give them a chance to win.
Bingo. Other games. Washington on the road leading in St. Louis 5-0, bottom of the sixth at Busch Stadium. Milwaukee at home shutting out the Cubs 3-0, top six. Kansas City early 1-0 over the L.A. Angels. That's in the top of the fourth. And the Red Sox, who were playing surprisingly good baseball, leading at Minnesota 3-0, bottom third. Terry, listen closely. Terry.
Yes, George.
My favorite hockey team needs all the good luck they can get. Would you buy that?
I would. They sure put it to Tampa last night.
Oh, they did indeed, and I was there, and I was acting like a lunatic. Let me tell you what happened that was huge. And this is where, you know, this is where sometimes you do need to get a little lucky. You just call it what you want. Two nights before when Tampa and the Preds had played, Tampa used their number one goaltender. He's one of the best in the world in Vasilevsky. He is a royal pain in the butt. Trying to get something by him, he might as well be the Great Wall of China. He is really good. Well, last night, the Lightning make the decision to go with their number two guy, who might as well have been me. At one point, the Predators had 9 shots on goal and 4 goals.
Wow.
And so the route was on to the tune of 7-2. Here are the standings at this moment, Terry. Nashville, all right, in the all-important fourth and final position with 49 points. The Blackhawks, having played 1 game less, are at 45. So right now, those are the two closest fighting it out. Dallas, in the 6th hole, has 42 points. They're 7 behind the Preds, but they have also played 3 less games, 44-41. And then Columbus. And you know what? See if you can find Taps. This may take a moment. Let's see if we can find Taps, and we'll have
you eulogized them the other day.
Yeah, but I think we're going to have a legitimate burial service here in a moment for Columbus. Columbus has played the same number of games as the Preds, and they are now 10 points behind, 49-39. They are in the 7 hole. And so as soon as I get the signal, we will play Taps. Go. That's where we think the Columbus Blue Jackets are.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah. God, I hope I'm right.
On the Preds, if they're able to hold on and get in as that fourth playoff team, the way they're going right now, they are shaping up to be that, quote, team that nobody wants to face.
You're right. Now, here's the weird part, Terry. For a long time, it was just assumed that the four would play Tampa. But you know what? All of a sudden, Carolina, Tampa, and Florida are all tied with 58 points. Carolina is, at the moment, the most likely to be the number one. And they and the Predators close out the regular season with 2 games at Bridgestone Arena, both of which I will attend.
That could be very interesting. It could shape up as something really important.
So the question, George, will you be there? Not yes, but oh hell yes. I will be there. After the break, I'm excited. Former Heisman Trophy winner and one of the really good superstars that also was a good human being, Tennessee State University football coach Eddie George, will join us We'll ask him that quiz question when we get it started, and then I hope you'll really enjoy the interview. Stick around. You're listening to WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
One of the real joys of growing up in Nashville has been the visit to the flea market. And like a lot of things that are going on in our world right now, stuff has been turned upside down. The flea market staff misses you. They want you to know that. But for your convenience, during this downtime, they have set up a virtual flea market. You can go on the website, virtualnashvilleflea.com, to get more details. And for more information, visit the website, thefairgrounds.com/flea market. Now, where does all of this get into sports? I'm about to tell you. The folks at the flea market will be the weekly sponsor of the Metro Nashville High School Football Report. It'll air each week, Friday, 2:25 p.m. Join us, and when things get better, go visit the flea market.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Want to talk to you about the folks at Doobie Orthopedics, and I know that you're going to sit there and go, Plaz, what do you know about that? And the truth of it is, not much until about a year ago, right about now. I ended up with some really bad shoulder and neck problems, and I had no idea where to turn. A friend of mine suggested Doobie Orthopedics, and you know what? That friend was dead on right. I find out now they've got over 30,000 customers. There's a reason for that. They are really good at what they do. I ended up choosing the Hermitage location, but they have locations all over town. Frist Boulevard was where I was, with a phone number of 391-4545. I got the individual one-on-one attention that I needed. They set up a plan, and you know what? The plan worked to perfection. I highly recommend Doobie Orthopedics. Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her, and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence. Najee Harris.
Zach Wilson.
I am so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes. Snickers, the official chocolate sponsor of the 2021 NFL Draft. Snickers satisfies.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, showers become likely as we pass the noon hour. High temperature middle 60s under a mostly cloudy sky. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, low 45. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny and dry, high 65. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's TJ Matthews.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Follow George Plaster on Twitter at @GeorgePlasterTN. Now, back to the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
2:27 as we welcome all of you back. In about 3 moments, former Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George, the new football coach at Tennessee State University, will join us by phone. Terry, I got a question for you.
All right.
You ever seen anything that he has tried to do that he wasn't successful at?
No, not really. No. I think pretty much everything he has attempted and put his mind to, he has found a pretty good measure of success at.
It hit me yesterday during one of the interviews. Eddie is a guy that not only is naturally talented, I mean, let's face it, he's got a lot of God-given ability, but he also is a guy that does his homework. If you're involved in a project with him, he will ask you a million questions about it. And in that respect, he's a lot like Peyton Manning.
No doubt. I mean, I think whether it's acting or, you know, some of the entrepreneurial things he's done or his landscape architecture business or going in and opening a restaurant, you know, whatever Eddie George has done, I think he wants to be informed and wants to be a guy that knows what he's getting into and how to operate it before he signs on. And I think that he's going to be the same way here at Tennessee State.
So you and I could not discount the fact that when we ask him this trivia question, he may nail it.
He might.
So you brought up a couple of memories yesterday of covering him. Any others that really stick out to you over those great years?
Well, there was one more, and that we didn't mention yesterday. When the Titans played up at Baltimore, I think this was in the 2002 or 2003 playoffs.
I think it was 04.
Yeah, but I think it was the playoffs from the 03 season into January of 04.
Okay.
And he suffered, I believe it was a dislocated shoulder in the first half of that game. And they put a harness on him, wrapped him up, and he went out there and helped will that Titans team to a victory. And that did a lot to kind of exorcise some demons from 2000 and some of the other things that the Ravens had done to this franchise over the years. And I think that that was a moment that a lot of Titans fans will never forget in the career of Eddie George.
Yeah. I know he's going to join us here in a matter of seconds. So let's just sort of hang tight here real quick, and we will get this done. I'm stalling here. This is every once in a while this happens in radio where the producer is talking to somebody and you're just sitting there in a big old fill. So, Terry, if you've got anything intelligent to say, go ahead and say it.
I don't know if I've ever had anything intelligent to say on here, George. I'm sure you would agree with that. The Yankees are tied 4-4 still. They got out of that mess that they had in the sixth inning. I'm sure you don't care.
Go ahead and play the music. Let's make him feel right at home. He's going to get used to that music, and he is former Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George. I consider him a friend, one of the most humble superstars you will ever meet. Eddie, how in the world are you?
Man, I am still on cloud nine from all the festivities yesterday. I got a warm reception from Tiger Nation, from my family. Just the anticipation of the day, just everything is overwhelming. I mean, you know, George, living in this community for 25 years, 24 years, and being familiar with this institution intimately, training here on the grounds, have friends and family members that have gone to this school, and now to be the head coach is truly overwhelming, but humbling and truly honored.
Eddie, this is silly on my end, but I did a trivia question, what I call the stat of the day, and it involved you, and so I want you to take the rest of this. You ready?
Okay, here we go.
You are one of eight Ohio State Buckeyes to have their number honored. You, of course, at number 27, jersey-wise. Can you name the other seven?
Orlando Pace, Willis, Bogdanović, Griffin, Harley.
Oh my God, he is rolling through this.
Who is Hopalong Cassidy?
Oh my God, he got it.
That's it, right?
They list somebody named Chick Harley.
Chick Harley, yeah, Chick Harley, yeah.
Oh my God, which again emphasizes the fact I have been saying over the last 2 days: anything this guy puts his mind to, he will be a success at. So, Eddie, first of all, congratulations. What have the last couple of days been like?
Very emotional. I'm drained right now from just having to deal with everything, with the press conference, the news coming out, the amount of text messages. If I can send a thank you to everyone that said congratulations right now, thank you. It's going to be difficult for me to get back to everybody. Just hearing from former players to guys that have coached or are interested. It's just been really overwhelming. And to really, my grandmother asked me last night, who's 92 years old, she remembered me growing up in our household, breaking her kitchen table, shattering her chandeliers, breaking the windows, playing ball. And she said never in her wildest dreams she ever see the trajectory of my life in terms of what I've been able to do and accomplish. And to hear it from my cousins who are younger than me and my son to say, Dad, this is remarkable to see that anything is possible, you know, when it comes to me. I mean, it's just feels good to be an example, but just really drained. She's trying to get centered, trying to get down, coming down to earth from it all and really get back to work. I'm sitting in the office right now, going through some staffing stuff, getting my arms wrapped around the business of college football, from compliance to the medical staff, just trying to understand how things are being done now and to see how we can enhance the student-athlete experience.
Eddie, back 24 years ago, if I had asked you the question at Rio Bravo, you think you'll ever coach? What do you think you would have told me?
I was like, hell no. On a show, you can gallivant around the earth like Kung Fu. But, you know, God has different plans. You know, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. God, out is truth. And, you know, George, I have to be honest. I mean, I was trying to find reasons not to do it. You know, I made a list of pros and cons of why I should do it and why I shouldn't do it. And quite frankly, that list on the con side came out to three. And it wasn't daunting. It wasn't anything that was going to like take away from my life. It was going to enrich others through this opportunity. And just like anything else, you're going to rattle the cage. You're going to stir up the hornet's nest. But you just got to get through those turbulent times and just breathe through it. Stay focused on the task at hand. Keep that vision in front of you in terms of what you want that final outcome to be, and then you press forward. You know, the three things I can focus on is my focus, my attitude, my effort, and that's what I intend on doing in this venture here.
Eddie, I was so lucky years ago to have the best mentor that ever got put on this earth in former Kentucky Athletic Director C.M. Newton, the man who hired Rick Pitino. And now I watch 24, 25 years later, Jeff Fisher being your C.M. Newton. How good does that feel for you?
It feels really good for Jeff to take the time, really encourage me to do this job. Jeff has spent the last 3 years studying the college game, studying everything that it entailed, and really from a CEO perspective in terms of the administrative support that you need to really thrive, to do what you need to do as a head coach. Some eye-opening things came for me was, man, you know, you don't necessarily have to be a play caller to be a head coach. You have to be a CEO. You know, you look at, you know, Steve Kerr, different basketball. I mean, different game, but in basketball. But the Steve Kerr came from the analyst booth into the role of a head coach and won, has won, you know, two or three championships. So it is possible. So Jeff, you know, his guidance, his insight, his experiences, I can recall back to the time that we moved to Tennessee and how we had to get temporary facilities, learning the scheduling. And like, as a player, I didn't understand it then, but now I see the rhyme and reason. So there's a lot of connection points for me from what we've done, both when I was in college and when I played professionally, that I'm making the connections now on why we're doing certain things. So it's about efficiency. And Jeff has been a master at that, having had two teams to move from two different cities, you know, us from Houston to Tennessee, and then the Rams from St. Louis to L.A., he has a pretty good wealth of knowledge in terms of how that looks, how that feels, looks at the perspective from the player's perspective, looks at it from a player's perspective in terms of how they are moving, how they're operating from day to day, and he tries to make that efficient, and that's what's been invaluable in this situation as well in terms of really dissecting what we have inherited and what we have to change moving forward.
Eddie, I'm going to turn you over to Terry McCormick, who's got a couple of questions, but I'll leave you with this. He is so proud of you. It is unbelievable.
Well, you know what? Fish drafted me. He did his due diligence and drafted me in 96 in terms of what he got as a player. And now in this role that I thought I would never be in, we have a chance to work together. I've always had this vision, George, and it goes back to when I was playing with the Titans. I've always kept that. I'm a visual person. I've always had this vision of Jeff and I on a stage with confetti flying down the air, holding up a trophy, the Lombardi trophy. Right. And I thought that day was going to happen in 2001. And when my career ended in 05, I was like, well, that's never going to happen again. I guess that dream is dead, you know, but, for some reason, God is picking up those dry bones, those dry dead bones that I thought were dead. And he's resurrected this through a different capacity. I won't be doing it as a player, but I may be doing, I have an opportunity to do it as a coach. So I look at this as a second opportunity to achieve something that has eluded me in my professional career.
Wow. That's former Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George. Terry, what do you got for him?
Eddie, congratulations. It's great to talk to you again. It's been a long time.
Hey, Terry, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, and, you know, I couldn't be happier for you. You've had a lot of endeavors after your football career and found success in acting and landscape architecture and entrepreneurship and all. How much did just your love of the game bring you back to this spot and wanting to give back to football?
Well, my love never diminished. It just transformed into something a little different. You know, watching my sons play, my oldest played at Vanderbilt a few years back. My youngest is currently playing at Montgomery Bell. I still watch college football. I still watch professional football. I've called games as an analyst on Westwood One. I've been an analyst for the Titans for so many years. I've had a chance to look at the game from different perspectives. So I never lost that love of the game. But now I'm back in the game. And that was the one thing when I was presented with this opportunity, I was like, whoa. I got to put that armor back on again. You know, I got to dust the armor off. I got to pull my sword out and sharpen my tools and get in that mindset, but in a different capacity. I'm not going to be the warrior in the field, but more or less the general in terms of directing, inspiring, encouraging, disciplining, you know, all those things that goes into inspiring young men to achieve a certain goal and to believe in, you know, your vision, but believe in themselves as well. So it's like that, you know, taking out that old armor that you put away that you thought you would never use again.
And one of the things, you know, when you first got here, you were one of the faces of the Titans franchise, and you've been a recognizable guy. you know, ever since your playing days ended and even up until now. How much do you feel like you can use your notoriety and your influence not only to build the Tennessee State football program back, but also to kind of galvanize the city of Nashville and get them behind this program?
Well, our efforts are going to be authentic. I'm not using anything for marketing in terms of my – I mean, we'll use that, of course, but we're not coming from it as our strength. I think my strength is in my relationships. In business, you know, outside the walls of Tennessee State, how we can help this university thrive and reach its fullest potential. If it calls for the marketing opportunities, then that'll be what it is. But everything that I bring to the table, from entrepreneurship, entertainment, education, is going to enhance this educational experience for our student athletes. And I think that will be a differentiator for us in terms of what I'm trying to do here. Is really, so I come from that world, and I'm looking at this as if the things I wish I had when I went through college or coming from high school into college to prepare me for this experience and beyond. And that's kind of how we're looking at this. So I guess to answer your question, hopefully I did, is that, you know, my image, my likeness, my my background, my resources, everything that I've done up until this point is all coming with me to help turn this program around and have it not just be a flash in the pan or a spike on the radar, but to have a sustainable model that that can go a long time, be very successful long after I'm gone.
And then I got one more for you. I know a lot of teammates probably have already, former teammates have reached out to you and congratulated you and all on this new endeavor and being the coach at Tennessee State. What do you think Steve McNair would have said to you if you told him you were coaching TSU football?
Oh, Steve, his eyes would have been wide open. He said, are you serious? I mean, if Steve were alive, I'm pretty sure that he would probably welcome this opportunity. Before he passed, I think he mentioned that he was looking to get back and getting into coaching to some degree. He was going to work with the Titans a little bit, work with the quarterbacks, because that was his passion. He had his passing camps here and so forth. Me, I wasn't really interested in coaching per se. I was more or less, you know, doing my entertainment things and doing things of the world and expanding my horizons in that regard. But someone asked me today, you know, man, you know, if Steve were still here, he probably would go to Alcorn. Alcorn. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, he's probably in heaven and orchestrated all this. So, you know, I think he would be very proud that I'm going to the place that gave him an opportunity to become a professional and really enhance this program to higher levels.
Eddie, as we end this, know that I thought it was really classy that you started the press conference acknowledging Rod Reed. And secondly, if there's anything that I can do as you take over this new job to help you, you let me know.
Yeah, I mean, I would need you to kind of, you know, take your shirt off at the game, George, paint a T on it for me, and put a tiger tail on your backside, and hype the crowd up. That would be phenomenal. You got the roar. Your voice sounds like the roar of a tiger.
Eddie,
that's what I would love.
The good news is it ain't going to happen. Thank you so much.
Hey, man, not a problem, man.
He's the best. He's former Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George. I know we're late to the break, but so what? You're listening to WNSR.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the...
Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world. For all of us.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. becomes 2021's first multi-winner at Martinsville this past weekend. Up next, more short track action from Richmond Raceway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube. Search for Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
Download the WNSR app from your app store and take the George Plaster Show on the go from WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Well, this may be the shortest segment in the history of short segments, but Terry, Eddie George is the best, period.
No doubt about it. Great interview, always, you know, personable every time you talk to him, every time you see him, and, you know, he's... Let's be honest. He's become a Nashvillian, you know? I mean...
Totally.
He may have come from Philadelphia through Columbus, Ohio, and Houston, Texas, but I think everybody here embraces him as a Nashvillian, and he's going to do well at TSU.
I am not about to say that he won't succeed at this, because I just totally believe the guy is going to be a home run at this job. I do.
Oh, I agree. I see it working out well. I think he's going to have a dynamic staff. I think he's going to be able to go in and do the recruiting and the fundraising and the things that need to go on, you know, to make this program successful. And I think it's a home run hire.
And he aced the trivia question. I knew he would. And I'll tell you why I thought he would, Terry, because he pays real attention to details like that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He doesn't enter into anything half-heartedly. Let's just put it that way.
I will probably rerun the Eddie George interview at some point in the 4 o'clock hour, as soon as we figure out exactly when I'll pass that on. But know that I really appreciate the fact that he would take the time to do this. I know hour number one is just about done. Watson Brown will join us for the 3 and 4 o'clock hours, and Mark McGee will join us to talk about a huge Preds win last night where they got a little bit of help from Tampa and got the number two goalie instead of Vasilevsky. Stay tuned. We're coming back.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
Yeah, I'm going to take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. 4 great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this afternoon. A mostly cloudy sky, high mid-70s, light northeasterly winds. Mostly cloudy skies into tonight. There's a slight chance of a shower as we move past midnight. Lows fall to 53. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherMark Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's TJ Matthews.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Call the George Plaster Show now at 844-5600.
Well, I'm not sure we're going to top the Eddie George interview, but we will march on. During the 3 o'clock hour, Mark McGee is going to join us. So is Watson Brown. Gee will be with us to talk about a Predator win last night that was beyond anybody's wildest expectations to score 7 on the team that I think is the best club in the NHL, Tampa Bay. That's pretty darn good. You know what? I don't know where it's coming from, but I'm enjoying it, and the Predators are really getting it done. They've got 12 games left, and none of them are going to be easy. Starting tomorrow night in Carolina against the Hurricanes, Thursday night, Saturday night. Anyway, Mark McGee to start the 3 o'clock hour. I ask you to stick around.
WPDQ.
Thanks, bro.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. It's America's longest war, and now President Biden says the remaining U.S. troops in Afghanistan will be out of that country by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks.
I'm now the fourth United States president to preside over American troop presence in Afghanistan. Two Republicans, two Democrats. I will not pass this responsibility onto a fifth.
The conflict in Afghanistan has led to the deaths of more than 2,300 U.S. troops, and it's cost the U.S. government some $825 billion. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, chair of the House Republican Conference, criticized a full troop withdrawal, saying it will create security risks for the U.S. and for the people of Afghanistan. Former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter charged today with second-degree manslaughter. Potter shot and killed Dante Wright, an unarmed black man, Sunday during a traffic stop. This is ABC News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
The Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex. Welcome back to the George Plaster Show. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
And we welcome all of you into the 3 o'clock hour. I'll tell you now that if you missed the Eddie George interview, we will rerun that baby around 4:30, and I'll tell you that it is really worth listening to. He was tremendous, as I knew he would be. He just is one of the all-time humble superstars that God ever put on this earth. He is really a pretty amazing person in that respect. So is my buddy Watson Brown, who joins us from up on the plateau. Watson, how are you?
George, I'm doing great. I'm anxious to hear the interview. I didn't get to hear it, so I'm anxious to hear it. But I promise you he did a great job.
He did do a great job. And that doesn't surprise anybody, does it?
No. To me, that's the Mickey's hire, that was the uniqueness of it. He got a Nashville guy that he could tie to the Tennessee State, and he got an unbelievably positive, humble personality to do it. So, man, that's home run to me. Now, if he just puts everything together like I think he will, because Georgie didn't have an ego. He's tried to get out and learn from other people, talked to a lot of different coaches, asking for Coach Fisher's help and different people. I think he'll make this work.
Watson, we're now going to have a one-minute segment called Confessions of a Sinner.
Woo! I'm trying to figure out who the sinner is. I know it's not me or Terry.
Wow.
So it's got to be you, right?
I mean, so There's one problem with my scheduling Mark McGee today for 3:05. You want to guess what it is?
You didn't schedule it for 3:05 today.
I forgot to text him.
Oh!
And so he is
so
now...
Play Mark McGee today. Why don't you do that?
So he is now prepared to bail me out, but I do think that we should at least intro him in the proper fashion. So here is the text that Gee received 3.5 minutes ago. Mark, can you come on now? I forgot to text you this morning.
Gee, I responded. I thought it was my fault because I didn't hear the phone ring. So
hey,
it was my fault.
So no, my apologies.
I'll take partial credit.
That's pitiful.
Credit. No problem. No problem.
So how nice is it?
On your plate.
How nice is it when Tampa decides to play their backup goalie?
Yeah, wasn't that nice deal for them? It was not, Curtis McElhinney was a nice gift for the Predators last night. He gives up 3 goals in his first 5 shots he faces, so that kind of set the tone for the rest of the evening.
Gee, the weird thing was on Saturday night, I don't know that I have ever walked out of a 3-0 loss feeling better about the Preds. They absolutely threw the kitchen sink at Vasilevsky, and that guy is amazing.
Yeah, he is. There's not much he doesn't stop, and I think he had a 5-0 record against the Predators this season. That was the last game against Tampa Bay, too, last night for the regular season. So
we now have this team in a scenario. They certainly are in a pennant race. That's the term I love to use out of baseball. But they now have been playing this well long enough to say, okay, maybe this is truly the level the Predators are at. My question is, with all the injuries, how are they doing this?
I don't know. It's amazing how they're doing it. It really is. It's kind of everybody steps up like Tanner Janot last night gets his first NHL goal. Rem Pitlick gets his first 2 assists. All these players are coming in, guys you really never heard much about. I mean, it was Janot's third game, and Pitlick's played eight games this year. And so, you know, it's not like these guys are like household names. They're stepping up and doing the job. Plus, all the veteran players that are healthy are really stepping up and playing the way we expected them to play. This team, you know, we talk about this team right now, this team is playing the way most people thought they'd play when the season began. They're living up to the expectations they had at the beginning of the season. There was a long drought when they weren't. But a lot of people felt like they could play this well, and they just weren't doing it. And, of course, UC Saros has just been standing on his head. He's been incredible since he came back from his injury. So everything's kind of falling in place.
So what things do you think that David Poile has had running through his head? Clearly, he wasn't a seller, which means Matthias Ekholm is still here. What do you think was going through his head as all this has been playing out?
Well, I think David looked at why shake this team up right now? You know, it's something happened the last 3 or 4 days before the trade deadline. Maybe he makes a different decision, but you know, a lot of people feel Ekholm is a foundation for the rebuilding of this program. They do rebuild, and Poile's saying right now that he's going to talk to Ekholm at the end of the season about extending his contract. So they're going to talk to Forsberg about extending his contract, and they both have a year left. And it looks like even Granlund is going to he's going to talk to him about signing another 1-year contract at least. So, you know, things are looking a lot different right now. You know, if it continues on, you know, that's a great thing. But, you know, this team still has they had a player or two. They really never had a huge, huge outstanding score. They've had some guys that came in as outstanding scorers. We did that much for the Predators. Eli Tolvanen, who is hurt right now, you know, he's got potential to be the really, really, truly outstanding scorer this team has missed for so long. And that's going to be something that all of the other players can feed off of.
Let me go back to the question I just asked, because I didn't ask it very well. Do you think he sought out ownership in this thing? I'm talking about David Poile. Or do you think maybe they sought him out recently and said, hey, given what has changed, here's where we want you to go?
That's a good question. I don't know the thought process for that. I think that I know David Poile is a person who listens to other people. He listens to his scouts. I've been to meetings when he's had scouts in, and the media's been able to go and listen to what they're talking about. He listens to what scouts have to say. You know, he's very patient with what they have to say. Maybe he listens to ownership as well. But, I mean, he's not one to go and make a lot of decisions on his own like that without talking to others and getting some feedback from different people. So I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't talk to him, the ownership group. But I also wouldn't be surprised if the ownership group said, you're the general manager. Do what you think is right. So.
Watson, say hello to Mark McGee.
Mark, it's nice of you to be on, even though you weren't invited.
Hey, I know. I just kind of crashed the party today.
They just kind of invite yourself on this, baby. That's kind of the way it works.
Yeah. Is that how you got on?
That's the way I got on. I mean, you just kind of invite yourself. I mean, gee, that's, you're learning, man. You're learning how to do it. That's.
Yeah,
of course, you can go off the same way. Do realize that. you can be disappear the same way that you came on. So we never know with our man GP. You just kind of roll with the flow.
I never threw you on my show like that. So
talk to me about Saras. I just can't imagine how he has turned this around. He kind of did this a year ago, too, now, and same kind of deal. But this time, he gets injured. He's out a while. And then when he comes back, it's like it's not the same body, not the same mind. Do you think he is this guy now that we could build a franchise around for the next few years? Has it changed to that point?
I think that question's still out there. I think we've got to see how the rest of the season plays out and see how they do in the playoffs. I think he certainly is making more of an argument for that because, like I said, a lot of people have said that maybe he's not the answer and goal. But, but I think right now he has been more than the answer. He's been just incredible. I mean, it's really people running out of ways to describe him because he's playing so well. He's just in a groove and, you know, they need to ride that as long as they can.
The other thing to me that excites me is this team is now acting like a hockey team from being a hockey fan for the last probably 7-8 years that I've having become a big one. A lot of people are contributing. And as I've watched hockey through these years, the good teams, this is exactly what happened. It's not just built with stars. A lot of people, if you go deep into the playoffs, are contributors. And now this team is doing that, maybe more than I've ever seen them do it, to be very honest.
Well, you're right. And that's, you know, it's hockey is a true team sport. You know, you have individual players who stand out, but really the whole team has to perform at a high level, and they're doing that right now. Almost every veteran player looked great against Tampa last night. You know, the young players are stepping up and filling the spots in. They're playing. It's a team sport for sure. That right now they're playing fast. They're playing harder. They're hitting harder, and you know the forecheck's better. Everything's going well for them right now, and. How long, we keep on saying, you know, they've won 13 of 16. We keep on saying, how long will it go? But it hasn't stopped yet. So Carolina, next two games at Carolina against a really tough Carolina team. So it would be interesting to see if they get past this weekend or at least split the next two.
Well, then now I was talking to George about this earlier today. Now we catch some of the better teams now for a while. So it's going to get real interesting here. Down the stretch. Last thing I got, and I'll give you to Terry. And George is there and fills the atmosphere. Are you hearing anything about letting more fans in as we get closer to the playoffs? Because, man, that is such a plus for this team when that place is rocking. Are you hearing anything?
Well, they've already opened up the first and third rows,
right?
For the last few home games. And so I feel like that's. I think they're going to test the waters with that and keep on adding on. The crowd was pretty good last night, so I think you know that. I think they'll see. I think as things open up more in Nashville, they'll let more and more people in. You know, Vancouver kind of had Vancouver had a big COVID scare just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I think people are wanting to make sure they don't go overboard yet. But I think that playoffs is where teams make money. So the Predators are probably going to do everything they can to open up at least as many seats as possible for a playoff run.
Well, let's hope they do because, man, when it is, I think it's a major Preds advantage.
Oh.
And the way this team's playing, Gee, the fans will go nuts when we get it back. I'm sure, George, they are now. Am I right about that?
Oh, yeah. People are enjoying it.
You can't help but enjoy the way they're playing. I mean, you just can't help it.
I just could feed off of that, and wow, that place could get like it was back at playoff time, back when George took me that, what was that, George? Game 6, maybe? Game 5, somewhere around.
Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Was it 3?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that was, I don't know, I've been in 1,000 college atmospheres. I don't know that I've ever heard anything any louder. And the atmosphere around that arena, George, that night, my gracious.
Pretty special.
It would be way up there to me.
Most visiting players say it's one of the toughest, if not the toughest, arena they play in when it's a sellout crowd in there.
Have to be. Jerry?
Mark, you know, last year, because of the COVID and the shortened season, everything was just kind of chaos. And the Predators, with largely the same cast that is back this year, lost in the qualifying round, and it was just, you know, a disappointment all the way around. Do you think there was any kind of hangover or malaise from that at the start of the year that maybe explains why this team was a little slow out of the gate and but then caught fire a little later on?
That could very well be a situation with that because they didn't really live up to expectations, but then you look at Tampa 2 years ago, so back they lost in the first round to Columbus and then come back the next year and win the Stanley Cup. So that could have a lot to do with it. I think a lot of it had to do with he's taken a lot of criticism, and I'm one that criticized him some, but not as much as some others, as John Hines. I think finally John Hines has had the time to give this team an identity through the way he coaches. And they're playing the way he wants them to play. And it took him a while to do that. He had a tough situation last year when he came in. And, you know, he just really didn't have a chance to get things the way he wanted them to be. And it took a while, again, in the start of the season to get the players playing the way he wants them to. But they're playing under his system the way he wanted them to play. They're playing a tougher game, a quicker game, and they're shooting more. And so those sounds very simple, but that's what they're doing. But I think that they finally have bought into what he is saying, and they're putting it on the ice.
And then I'll throw the question at you that I offered to George in the update. Do you think this Predators team now is at the point that they're becoming that team that no one wants to face in the Stanley Cup playoffs just because of how hot they've been over the last couple of weeks?
I think so. Now, we're all getting excited about this because you want them to be playing well when the playoffs come around. I mean, it's really nice they're playing well right now, but you sure don't want to drop off the last few games before the playoffs start. But, yeah, I think this is a team that everybody should be scared of in the playoff situation because they're just – everything's just clicking with them. No matter what you throw at them, they're finding a way to succeed, and that's just been incredible to watch. It really has been. I've never seen anything like this as far as injuries and that type of thing. And throughout the injury situation, Matt Duchene's supposed to be back any day now. Where do you put him?
On the bench.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you bench an $8 million player? That's a question. Or do you play him on a fourth line? What do you do with him right now? I mean, so it's going to be interesting to see how he falls in. Ryan Johansson's playing his way, like he wants to stay in Nashville. So we'll see if Duchene goes back and gets a chance to
to do anything better than what he's done in the past year. So we'll see. So,
well, let's keep this winning going. It's been fun. Yeah. The arena has been a fun place to be the last few weeks. Mark, on, I guess, shorter notice than I thought, thank you so much for taking the time.
Quick trivia question for you, George. Trivia point. Ferris Bueller's day off was 35 years ago. Make you feel old?
Wow.
Nine times.
It is absolutely one of my favorites. Yes. He is leading you down the primrose path.
He is just leading you down the primrose path.
All right.
Nine times. Gee, thank you for that. That was good.
Much like, I thought that was a little good trivia thing for you there.
I love it.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, good deal. Talk to you guys later. All right.
Let's do this. Okay, we've done a lot of yapping. This is probably the better chance to open up the phones than the 4 o'clock will be today, just simply because we're going to rerun the Eddie George interview. If you're just joining us, phenomenal interview with Eddie today at 2:30. We're going to rerun it at 4:30. You're going to want to hear it. Anyway, I've got a couple of lines open. Just want to see what is on your mind. Yap a little sports with you at 844-5600. Again, 844-5600. If you are noticing my enthusiasm about getting to go to Preds games, you're correct. I am having a blast watching this team. It looks to me like overachieve, because all of a sudden, nobody is dying to play them. Anyway, that's one thing we can talk about. There are other things. I just want a few of you to participate. I know you're out there listening, driving around. Hit the phones. Watson, let's talk a little bit of Jody Jones dentistry.
George, I tell you, let's just go back through that facility with folks again, the new one that basically Jody has built himself and put his money in. And you just walk in the door. Would you not say with me you've never seen anything like it?
Agree. State of the art.
I mean, honestly, how many different dentists have you been to? I've been to, you know, when you've been to six different places as a head coach, I've been to a few dentists through my years. I've never seen anything like it. And it's just, to me, the way Jody is. It's first class. And I don't think he would do anything that's not first class. And you just walk in the door, and all the folks that have been to see him that are on the walls, from the WWE through the different sports, through the Preds, the Titans, all the different country music people, the massage chairs that I'm going to put you in and lock you in one and see how you handle that, to the TVs all over the place. I don't think I ever went in a dental office when I was sitting and watched TV as I get worked on. But it's just pretty neat, and I know this is something Jody's wanted to do for a long time. I know he's very proud of it, and I'm just very proud of him. I just think he's the best dentist in the area, and make an appointment, go see him, and I think you'll say the same thing.
Making the appointment is very easy. You just dial him up at 615-259-5100. If you want more info, you can go on his website. It's jodyjonesdds.com, and that new location is 55 Music Square East. I got to level with you. I haven't got a soul on the phones, and this is what makes a show fun, is the ability to interact with you all. So I'm asking you, jump on the phone right now. If you got something on your mind in the world of sports, I want to hear from you at 844-5600. We will take your phone calls next.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000. My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, you don't need to be a magician to pull 20% savings out of thin air. All you need is a bucket. Yep, you can magically save on three or more items with a $2.99 Napa bucket. So use whatever magical catchphrase you want, like Abraca Bucket, or Alaka Savings, or Bippity Boppity Bucket, and save 20% today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Showers and cloudy skies throughout the afternoon. Temperatures mid-60s and ending early this evening. Mostly cloudy overnight. Lows drop to the mid-40s. Sunny on Thursday. Temperatures mid-60s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
.328 is the time as we welcome all of you back. Watson, I want to kind of pick your brain on coaching technique about something.
Okay.
And this involves the Predators. I guess it was, I don't know, a week and a half ago that we had John Hines on the show.
Yep.
And he was very open when I asked him, did you see this coming? What did you all do that jump-started it? He was very candid about a deal where he opened up, I guess, on the road, some sort of film study. I don't know if it was film study. That may not be the right word. But he put up on a big screen for everybody on the team to see a play where it was obvious that his belief is that their level of effort wasn't anywhere near good enough. And he compared it, I guess, on the same play to the other team and what their level of effort was. I think it was Tampa Bay that he brought up, although I could be wrong. And he said it embarrassed him. And that since then, the effort on his team has been considerably better.
Yes, he did. And you do that as a coach some. Where you try to be careful with that, George, is, and I didn't remember it as one play. I thought he said he put up four or five plays, more than that maybe, of
okay. His
team, and then four or five, six, ten plays of Tampa in the same situations. And if you pick one guy or one play, that's real dangerous. Real dangerous. But I think when you, and I've done this more than once, when you go through six, seven, eight, and it's different guys, and you're trying to get your team's attention, not just an individual's attention. But individuals make up a team, so you gotta get both. But and then you just hope and pray, George, and you don't do that early. This gets toward when you're grasping a little bit, and I can't get to these guys. You're taking a chance when you do that. They can react the way they should, or they can react the other way, and it gets worse. But if you've got the proper leadership and you've got the proper top players you want on your team, they will respond the right way. And it's obvious that was the start of the turning point, in my opinion. And the other good thing that happened for Coach Hines at that point, George, they started winning along with that. And, man, that just helps the respect factor for him, the trust factor for him, that we can trust him, we can respect him, let's keep going here.
Okay, there's several things you said that I want to get to.
Okay.
I think I heard you say you don't do it to an individual, because if you do it and you call out one in a team meeting, they're going to go south on you.
I never did. I'm not saying nobody does. I think that's just not fair, and I think it's very dangerous when you've got 100 kids sitting in a room in football, and I don't know how many, 40 kids, 30 in hockey, and you pick out one. I just think that's very dangerous.
Terry, listen closely to that. I had a basketball coach one time tell me that he did that to a player. Basically called that player out. It involved a piece of film where the referee outran the player.
That's probably not good.
No, it's not good. It's not considered a positive. And when the film study was over, the player went up to him and said, "I'm transferring."
Dang. Yeah, so that is very, that's a very, slippery slope that you go down there, right?
Well, sure seems like it. So, Watson, let's go to point number two, which I think I heard you say you do not do this early in the season. This is sort of a tactic of last resort?
Maybe not to that point, but I think you've tried a bunch of things before you go to the point of putting up a bunch of plays and comparing them to somebody they play. Now, many times coaches will take 7, 8, 10 plays from a ball. Here's what I would do a lot. Take 7, 8, 10 negative plays in a ball game and show it, and it's 7 or 8 different people. You're sure not picking on one. And then you take 7 or 8 positive plays from a game and show that. And here's what we need to be doing. Here's where we have got to get better in an effort way, in a whatever it might be that you're trying to make the point of. But to me, when you go and then compare it to somebody you're playing and that's in your division, and I thought you were right. I thought it was Tampa that he did that with. That to me is really getting on down into the fourth quarter that, man, I got to find some way to get you dudes turned around here. And it's obvious that it worked.
Terry, let me try one on you, because I'm going to ask Watson in a minute, do you go to the best leader on the team ahead of time and say, this is what I'm thinking about doing, if I don't get the necessary benefit, then I need you to help me. Wasn't that player Eddie George for Jeff Fisher?
Yeah, I think it had to be. I think Eddie was certainly one of the locker room leaders on those great Titans teams when they first got here, no doubt about it. And, you know, it's not hard to, you know, look into a locker room and see which guys are the guys that people look up to and rally around. It's usually, doesn't have to be a superstar, but there's some guys, the way they carry themselves with their professionalism and all, you just know that other guys are going to respond positively to them. And you can use those players a lot of times to convey the message that you want to send to the entire team. I think Watson would probably be on board with that.
Watson, I used to hear at Tennessee that it was Al Wilson, that Al Wilson was the go-to guy in that kind of deal. Did you ever pick out a player and call him in and say, look, this is what I'm going to do, and I need you to back me up on this if it doesn't get the desired effect?
The only time I ever remember doing it with one would be my quarterback. But overall, I'd do it with two or three. You always have – and the one thing, Terry, I agree with Terry exactly, and I think that, Terry, is why some coaches struggle, because they're not locker room coaches. They don't know what's going on in their locker room. They're not in there. You can't find out what's going on in the locker room by talking to one or two guys. You got to see the goods and the bads, and but you can't do that if you're not in that locker room, walking around, sitting, talking to this one, talking to that one. That's part, to me, of being a good coach. But a lot of these coaches in today's world, George, in college, especially football, with a lot of bodies, more than basketball would be, or maybe even baseball, is they have these committees. They have these groups of five or six that they pass everything by or whatever. I did that a little, but I liked just having my little one, two, three that I'd bring in. And it would, I didn't just bring them in all the time. It would be something just like Coach Hines. I think it's the critical things you're fixing to do. You don't ask their opinion as much as you just get their reactions to what, this is what I'm thinking, guys. And you can tell in the look in their eyes, Terry. Just, they don't have to say if they think, man, it's a good idea or it's not. And if it's not, then you don't do it. You just back off. You don't go there, because those are the three or four or five kids you trust. And if they just don't feel it, then you just don't go there.
Yeah, Watson, I think you're exactly right. I mean, you know, when you've got your group of guys that you believe have the attention of the other players in the locker room, and when you use them as the sounding board, you've got to go with what they tell you and go with that and trust your gut on it. Otherwise, it can certainly make a mess of things.
So, Terry, if I thought it was Eddie George back then, on the Titans, who is it now?
Well, Kevin Byard comes to mind pretty quickly. I would think Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry, certainly for their accomplishments, would be in that conversation. And let's see.
I think Taylor Lewan, too.
I'd say Taylor Lewan is getting there. I think he's a guy. And another guy that's on that offensive line, well, one guy that they got rid of, Dennis Kelly, was a good sounding board for that group. And also Ben Jones. Those were two of your leaders, and Roger Saffo. A lot of times you find some of your best leaders, Watson, beyond your quarterback, in that offensive line, because that's usually the offensive line group and the defensive backs are generally the two closest knit units on a football team, from what I've found over the years. And a lot of times those offensive line guys, they're not just guys in there beating their heads against each other, you know, trying to open up holes. They're the guys that kind of can set the tempo for that whole entire locker room.
Well, and George, I'll say this. I don't know where we are time-wise, but I'll say that those two groups are the closest on all football teams, because they have to be coordinated so well together. The offensive line, those five guys, might even throw tight ends in with that. and then those five secondary guys, they have to be so coordinated with what they're doing. They are always your closest units. And the offensive lineman, Terry, I always found they're not the ego guys because they don't get the opportunity to be. You don't talk about offensive linemen much in our sport if they're doing poorly if you talk about them.
Yeah, usually the only time they're named.
They're the two closest groups in a football locker room as far as positions go.
Okay, 2:40. Make it 3:40 is the time. We'll go to the break, and when we come back, a little bit of NFL draft talk. It is now what? Little more than 2 weeks away. It's getting close. We're coming back.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves with 5 bags of premium mulch for $10 or 3 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 421 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
Grizz Nation. Tune into ESPN and watch your next-gen Grizz tonight at 8:30 when they take on the Mavericks, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. You'll want to tune in early starting at 8 to catch Grizzlies Live, presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers, featuring Pete Pranica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check your local listings and grizzlies.com for channel guide, or catch it live right here on your home for the Memphis Grizzlies, Nashville Sports Radio. He's live. He's local. He's George Plaster. The George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Two, 3:45. I keep looking at a clock that says 2, and I'm just dumb enough to say whatever that clock says. It's 3:45. I can read a clock, but not the one in front of me. Can't do that. That'll lead to some screw-ups. Watson, I got a question for you.
What is it, my man?
Are you of the mindset right now that when it comes to the NFL draft, Trevor Lawrence, we all know, is going to be the first quarterback taken? Barring, you know, an earthquake, he'll be the first player picked in the draft. Are you of the belief that Zach Wilson from BYU is going to be second?
I'm 50-50 with him and Fields right now, George. I am. I saw where some of these great analysts that that we rely on all the time have moved Fields up further. I think Kiper has moved him up to the second quarterback in front of Wilson. And I've always thought, Terry, you can help me with this, but I always thought some of that stuff was off of listening to what the teams were saying more. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I thought that was part of the analyst that they do. But I'm 50-50, George and Terry, that to see. I still think it'll be Wilson, but I think Fields is, for some reason, maybe it's his workouts, and I think there's been two of them, or maybe there's one more coming. But I think his workouts must have moved him back up again.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, a lot of chatter. This is called lying season, and you know,
it is
in the draft area of the NFL. And I think, you know, right now I would put a little bit of an edge to Wilson because I think he's been the guy that's been mentioned up there at number two all along. But you start seeing, you know, which teams are bluffing and which teams are serious about this. When you start to try to figure that out, and you wonder, these teams that need a quarterback, if any of them are going to try to move up via trade and jump up, because, you know, when you throw Fields into the mix and you're hearing that the 49ers at number three are hot after Mac Jones, makes you wonder which one of those three between Wilson, Fields, and Mac Jones is going to fall a little bit, because right now the Falcons at number four are hinting that they're going to stick with Matt Ryan and not draft a quarterback. So it makes you wonder, one of those three guys is going to slip to number four if somebody's going to come up and try to make a trade and get him.
Okay, Terry, let's go to the old ATL. I never hear the Braves referred to as the ATL, but anyway.
The Braves.
Yes. I also don't hear them referred to right now as great pitching, but that's neither here nor there.
They need a quarterback or two right now, don't they?
Right. They sure do. They sure do. So, Terry, when I look at the Falcons, there's nothing wrong with Matt Ryan. Okay? He's not the reason that they have been so bad for so long.
No, he's not. There are two things as to why the Falcons have struggled. One, their defense has not been very good. And two, their offensive line hasn't been able to adequately protect Matt Ryan and give him sufficient time to throw or open up enough holes in the run game to balance the offense. So Matt Ryan is perfectly fine. He's 36. That's not a spring chicken, but it's not a measure of desperation saying we got to go get a quarterback in this draft. I think the Falcons are holding a lot of cards here. If they stick and pick at four, I could see them going after Kyle Pitts, the tight end that everybody's been raving about.
From Florida.
Yes.
So Watson, I guess when I get down to it, I see fields anywhere from 2 to 5 in a lot of these deals. There seems like there's more uncertainty about him and who he is and how he projects than any of the other top 4 or 5 quarterbacks.
Well, and he probably performed the most inconsistent of all 5. Great games and then just very average to even a poor one against, was it Northwestern or one of the schools?
In the Big Ten title game.
Yes. He just played less than average is what I would say. And let me throw this one at Terry, if we got just a second.
Yep.
George, the kind of the stat I threw at George the other day, Terry, from 14 to 18, there were 14 top 5 quarterbacks picked. How many of those are still with their teams today?
I heard this one. It's 1, Baker Mayfield.
1. And it's Baker Mayfield is the only one, and there's been talk of in and out of trading him. Why is it that they're not being able to keep these quarterbacks? That's what we seem to talk about in all the drafts. And how about that? Top 5 picks, only 1 is still with their team at this point. Unbelievable. And that's got Marcus Mariota. There's a bunch of folks in that 14 quarterbacks.
Some of it is this. I mean, there's a lot of factors. Some of these guys are not as developed. They're overvalued on draft day simply because they're a quarterback. That's some of it. Some of it is when you go to a team picking in the top 5, unless that team has traded up to get there, you're going to a team that's terrible or coming off a terrible season. So it takes longer to build. If it takes longer to build, chances are there's going to be a coaching change somewhere along the way if it doesn't happen in the first 2 years. So a lot of factors go into it. And then, you know, when a new coach or a new GM comes in, just like with the Jets, getting rid of Sam Darnold, new coach, new GM, going to get a new quarterback. So they move on from Darnold. He's left to fend for himself in Carolina to see if he can turn things around. Sometimes guys do, sometimes guys don't. But that's a big part of it, is all those factors.
Well, you're talking about Georgia. I know we're getting close here, but you're talking about it. If there's one place you need some stability, it's quarterback. And that's a lot of money thrown around in those top 5 picks. And to miss on 13 of the 14 of them is amazing. To miss on them to the point of letting them go or trading them, that's amazing to me. I'm not sure we don't need to look at the scouting the way we're doing things if that keeps up through the years, Terry.
Well, you're right about that.
There's one other factor that I forgot to throw in there, too, along with those others. You remember Steve McNair when he was a rookie. He hardly played at all. He sat and learned for 2 seasons before he became the starter for the then Oilers. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Nowadays, you drafting a guy in the top 5, he's most likely your opening day quarterback, and if he's not your opening day quarterback, he's under center probably within the first month of the season, a lot of times before a lot of those guys are really ready.
That is a great point, and it's going to lead us to the end of the hour. We'll wrap up the 3 o'clock hour, then Chris Lee will join us at 4:05, and we will rerun the Eddie George interview around 4:25, 4:30, give or take a minute or two. Either way, we go to the break and we'll be back.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships.
can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kalutis.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Showers and cloudy skies throughout the afternoon. Temperatures mid-60s and ending early this evening. Mostly cloudy overnight. Lows drop to the mid-40s. Sunny on Thursday. Temperatures mid-60s. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Nope, it's George Plaster on the radio. The George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Busy 4 o'clock hour coming up, and here's what it will include. Chris Lee talking about the Tennessee Vanderbilt baseball series that maybe is getting more attention than any of those rivalry games that have been played over the last decade, because all of a sudden, Tennessee's pretty darn good. We know the level of excellence that Vandy baseball has been for well over a decade under Tim Corbin. Then around 4:25, we will hear the Eddie George interview that took place at 2:30 this afternoon. This is appointment listening because it is really good. And you're going to want to hear it. And then we'll find out how good Watson Brown is in the old stat of the day category. It's not his favorite segment. I'll be interested to see where he goes with this. So that's a little bit of what we have coming in the 4 o'clock hour. We ask you to stick around as you listen to WNSR, Nashville's sports leader.
WPDQ,
Frankspurl.
On air and online, Sports Radio, WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. President Biden announcing a full withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. The president says the conflict was never meant to be a multi-generational one.
We already have service members doing their duty in Afghanistan today whose parents served in the same war. We have service members who are not yet born when our nation was attacked in 9/11.
NATO officials say they will also withdraw its forces. Republicans say the timeline is political and will increase violence. After making the announcement, President Biden traveled to Arlington National Cemetery, walking the war section where troops who died during America's longest war are laid to rest. In Minnesota, former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter charged today with second-degree manslaughter. Potter shot and killed Dante Wright, an unarmed black man, Sunday during a traffic stop. This is ABC News.
Businesses that run like clockwork establish routines they trust. That's why over a million companies rely on Cintas. We'll help you protect employees and customers with essential safety supplies, inspect your fire protection systems and devices, hygienically launder your uniforms, and keep you well-stocked with the leading hand sanitizers and disinfecting wipes. Learn how Cintas can help you open your doors with confidence.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et d'où viens-tu?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
George Plaster, WNSR.
Here we go.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex. Welcome back to the George Plaster Show. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
4 o'clock hour. Thank you for being with us on your ride home. A lot of things going on during this hour. Chris Lee from VandySports.com will join us in just a moment. We will replay the Eddie George interview that we ran earlier today. That'll be around 4:30, and it is an incredible interview. And somewhere in all this mess, Watson will be forced into stat of the day. And Watson, I trust you're ready for that.
Oh, absolutely. I am ready. Where's Terry? That's all I want to know. Where's Terry?
Terry has deserted you.
I know, and that's why you pick on me.
It's fun.
Believe me, I know that.
Yeah.
Hey, so, payback, you know what goes with that. So just remember.
Something about scratching an itch?
Yeah, somewhere in that field somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say hello to Chris Lee, VandySports.com, who joins us for his weekly visit. Chris, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Good day to you.
Is it me, or are there more people excited about the Tennessee-Vanderbilt baseball series this weekend than in a while, because Tennessee's a whole lot better?
Well, let me put it this way. I've done a radio interview in Knoxville on baseball this week. I've got another one coming tomorrow, and I've been exchanging texts all week about the availability of players with another writer up there, separate from all that. You look at the ticket prices. I think some tickets are if they're being asked for or going for this amount, but I'm hearing $250 to get into a game and that sort of thing. And, you know, there are things you never think you'd see, and I think this is one of them.
So this is a little bit of a measuring stick for Tennessee, because they've been hearing for years about Vandy baseball. Vandy's racked up two national titles during that time, came within a final game of making it a third one. So where is Tennessee's baseball program, and how have they gotten to the point where they think they can challenge?
Well, I think Tennessee's baseball program is really good, to be honest. They're, what, number three or four in the RPI this morning. They're top five, I think, in the national rankings. And I think they're very deserving of it. And I go back to a story I've told a few times, but I remember the first year Tennessee played Vandy under Tony Vitello. I remember watching that team, and they didn't have a ton of talent on that bunch. They had three or four guys who could hit the ball a little bit. A couple guys were okay, and then six through nine were 180 hitters, that kind of thing. And they're pitching. He says he didn't have any SEC arms when he got the job. I don't know that I'd go that far. I think they had a couple of useful arms when he got here. But in any case, a lot of difference between then and now. But you watch the team play then, and you could see how hard they played and how smart they played and how they were just a gritty bunch. And you knew he was a charismatic guy who'd recruited well at Arkansas, and you figured as long as he doesn't self-destruct, he's got a chance to win there, and that's really what's happened.
Chris, on the Vandy side, because he's been able to put so many guys into Major League Baseball, and, you know, they've had incredible success, whether it's been Walker Buehler or David Price or Sonny Gray, the list goes on and on and on. Tim Corbin's even been able to go into Knoxville and steal people like Philip Pfeiffer. So does this Tennessee regime put a total stop to that?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think anybody's put a total stop to Tim Corbin. There's still the program that everybody in America wants to play for the most. You know, he's still got Parker Nolan on this team, who played high school ball in Knoxville not long ago. And I don't know how much Tennessee recruited him or what the deal was. I don't want to speak with certainty there. But I don't think he's put a fence around it. But certainly he's able, I think, he's probably going to be able to compete on more players. And Tim Corbin was asked about that today. He said, we don't compete on a ton of players. We do compete in state sometimes. And he's landed the pitcher from Beach, whose name escapes me, who's a potential, top 50 pick in the draft, I guess. I don't know if they'll get him, and that's really been their problem, is they land these kids like Cabrian Hayes and Mookie Betts, and then MLB comes calling, and they can't get them in school because the guys go take the money and play ball. And frankly, you can't blame them, especially in Mookie Betts' case. That appears to have been the right move. But you look at Tim Corbin, and you've got guys like Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter who, you know, when a kid starts getting $2-3 million to go pro, I start saying in my mind, okay, even as good a track record as Vanderbilt has had, with these kind of guys, you start to wonder a little bit. But to Tim's case, and this is where I think this is him throwing a little bit of a punch back to everybody, they're starting to develop these guys to where they're making more money coming to Vandy than we're going pro. So I know I just gave you a long answer, but I think that kind of sums up the state of things right now. I think both coaches are doing a tremendous job. I still think Tim runs a program that everybody wants to play for, and I still think that's probably still going to resonate with some kids in that area. But Knoxville's also a pretty strong draw, too. And if they can make that program competitive, which it hasn't been on any kind of a consistent level in about 15 years, you wonder if that's a game changer.
Chris, Vandy announced the hiring of the UConn assistant yesterday as their women's basketball coach. There are some people who are saying, wait a minute, why could you not get a sitting head coach? But does the fact that the word UConn is in there totally negate that?
Oh, I don't know. These things are crapshoots. I mean, I always have thought it's better to hire a guy who's been a head coach or a woman who's been a head coach just because there's a little bit more predictability. But you look back at some hires the last few years at Vanderbilt. Bryce Drew had a great record as a head coach of Valparaiso. We know how that panned out. And then you look at a couple of assistants in James Franklin and Tim Corbin. Franklin didn't have any assistant head coaching experience before he got to Vanderbilt. And Corbin had been a head coach, I think, before he'd been an assistant, but it had been at a small level. Point I'm making here is we like to think there's a formula to it, you know, and we like to think that you try for a head coach first. And I still think that's what I do. But if you're going to pick from a tree in terms of a place where they know how to win, Connecticut, I think, would certainly trump everybody else. So we'll see how it works out. I think she made a good impression at a press conference today. She certainly has a lot of energy, which is, I think, going to need to be contagious for a program that has just been beaten down for 7 or 8 years now. So I was told ahead of time she'd win the press conference. I'd say she did that, and now I wish her luck because she's got one heck of a rebuilding project on her hands.
Okay, you know this better than I do. From afar, the Stephanie White era might as well have been a ride on the Hindenburg. It's a total disaster. She should have been fired in March. What condition is that program in?
Well, she should have been fired in January, but it's in a horrible condition. They lost, and frankly, I don't follow women's basketball a lot, but I know they lost their two leading scorers who scored 20 and 15 points a game. They lost another transfer who had opted out of last season and probably would have started too. So, you know, and I think Vanderbilt had a chance to keep some of those girls had they acted earlier. Unfortunately, they didn't. That is now Shea Ralph's problem that she's inherited. I think she talked today. I think she tried to avoid the word rebuild and dance around it, but there's no question. I mean, I just don't know how much experience talent they have returning. They, I think, have landed a pretty good recruiting class, but guess what? So does at least half the SEC. I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to take her to turn it around. Certainly that's a place where you can recruit players and that message resonates, but she was left an absolute mess, and Vanderbilt should have never let it get to that point.
Watson, say hello to Chris Lee.
Chris, how are you today, my man? You doing good?
I am doing well. It's busy time.
Busy time. I remember, Chris, when I was shocked by this, when I played baseball at Vanderbilt and we went to Knoxville. I don't believe anywhere I ever went I was eat up like that with the fans. I mean, it is really a good fan base, surprisingly so. Now, Tennessee was good then as they are now, but are they letting very many in? What's the atmosphere going to be up there? Because I can promise you if they let them in, it's going to be wild.
Yeah, they're letting people in. It's not full capacity, but it is going to be wild. You've got that fraternity group now, the legends of Lindsey Nelson, who are causing all kinds of havoc. And certainly
that was the group that got me. I'm telling you, of course, I
think they're called the Legends of Lindsey Nelson, and they're – their motto is basically, we like beer and baseball, which makes for an interesting combination.
I think, Chris, that the Shea Ralph hire is a good one. I've followed women's basketball because of my wife is such a big fan. And she's a go-getter now. She was as a player. She has been as a coach the same way. The way I understand it, she's one of by far the best recruiters that they had. Her personality, her aggressiveness to me is exactly what the women's program needed. So I'm pretty excited about the hire, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, and I wouldn't tell you not to be. I don't want anybody to interpret my comments as not. I think these things are crapshoots. I can't count the times I've heard fans gushing over a press conference and making predictions based on that. But the fact is, we just don't know. But again, she injected, I think, an energy and an excitement that they really needed. That's a really good start. You've got to get your fans excited. You've got to get your players excited. She's had a lot of experience. I mean, I think she's been part of 7 national titles between playing and coaching. Again, you would think some of that would rub off. I thought she was very intelligent and good with her answers. And frankly, one thing that surprised me, for someone who has been an assistant, they're not as much in front of the media and in press conferences handling those situations. I thought she did very well in that setting. So I think that this is a program that just needs that burden of misery lifted from them that's just been there for 7 or 8 years now. And certainly I think she did as much in the press conference as you could do under those circumstances to lend some of that excitement.
Go back to baseball real quick. I think this is a perfect – what went down against Georgia last weekend, I think this team will come back really strong this week, Chris. And I think we got a chance to go in there and get Tennessee as good as they are. But I think this team is really going to come back strong after the Georgia weekend.
Well, a bunch of things here. First of all, for whatever reason, they play tremendously well at home. They have won their last 20 games against SEC teams away from home. So being out of their comfort zone does not bother them, first of all. Second of all, Rocker and Leiter, 9 times out of 10, or more in this case, are going to pitch well. And this was the one time that Rocker didn't. I think he'll be motivated by that. It is for Leiter, good luck. Nobody's come close to touching him all year. So there's that. I think anytime you start at that place, it becomes extremely difficult to beat them more than 1 game out of 3. That said, Georgia just did it. I am worried about the bats. This has been about 5, 6 straight games where they haven't hit very well. That said, they got Isaiah Thomas back last night. I think the drop-off from him to the replacement that they were going to was huge. I think he'll give their lineup an immense boost. I'm waiting to see if they have Ethan Smith able to start on Sunday. If they do, I think that really helps the pitching rotation. You know, last weekend was one of those punches where they just looked so bad. You kind of left the ballpark and took a step back and said, okay, for a minute, I don't really know what to think. But you go back to the history of what Tim Corbin has done and the success, and they've rebounded for some speed bumps before. So I just look at the talent he's got and the fact that they're getting some players back. I'm not saying they're going to win the series, but I think I like their chances going in. I would probably make them a slight favorite now that Thomas is back, especially if they can throw Ethan Smith on Sunday.
Yep, I think we got a couple of minutes here. My last thing to you, Chris, is what you hearing through spring practice? Have you been able to get in and watch some of it? What are the rumors coming out, good, bad, whatever, in football I'm talking about?
Well, I have not been able to personally see a practice yet. They are not letting much in the way of media access. They've let one of us in on a couple of occasions, and I chose to let Bruno Reagan, who's our football guy who played there, go. I wanted to get his opinion of the X's and O's and what he is seeing. Now, I will say I'll get to see the spring scrimmage or the spring game this week, and I'm looking forward to that. What I am hearing is it's a lot more organized. The tackling is a lot better. That's one thing that Bruno said really stood out, is they are really making – much better plays in the open field in terms of bringing ball carriers down. He was really high on the run blocking. He feels like that line has developed a little bit. And frankly, last year, the blessing in disguise to having three potential starting offensive linemen out was that it gave them a chance to develop some young kids who might not have played otherwise. So now they're in a spot where they've got, I don't know, 9 or 10 guys with SEC starts. I thought the line played better than I thought it would a year ago. Bruno was really optimistic about their offensive line, and he played it in the SEC, so he would know, and what he saw, especially in run blocking. They're going to need to shorten the games. There's still a talent deficit compared to the rest of the league, but if they can run block a little bit and control the clock, and I think they've got maybe a couple of good ball carriers on that team. In the Temple transfer, and then Javian Marlow, who's looked a lot better from what I'm told. I've always been high on him, but he's been hurt. So if they can string it together that way and they can tackle better and they can run the ball a little bit, they've got a quarterback who's pretty good. I still think it's going to be an uphill battle for them to win probably more than 3 games. I'm not saying they can't. But from what I've heard, there's been some small things of encouragement.
Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to come on with us. Really appreciate it as always.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Chris Lee, VandySports.com, joining us here on the show. We'll go to the break, and when we come back, you will hear the Eddie George interview in its entirety. And he came on earlier today around 2:30 here on WNSR, and I think it'll get your attention. If you have not heard it, if you have, stick around. It's worth a replay.
Good afternoon. Traffic building even more so here on the South Loop. The West Loop still looks good right now. I-40 East traveling through Wilson County. As you come out through Mount Juliet, traffic's on the increase where you would expect to the north on 65. Now up in Madison, they're still working that wreck with injuries. Graycroft at Slayton. And watch your speed, I-40 West out through Kingston Springs. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 615-240-2811 or go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture a DQ chicken and biscuits basket, all white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries, and 7 mini biscuits, fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio, and all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration with the DQ chicken and biscuits basket, or get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Showers and cloudy skies throughout the afternoon. Temperatures mid-60s and ending early this evening. Mostly cloudy overnight. Lows drop to the mid-40s. Sunny on Thursday. Temperatures mid-60s. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
The George Plaster Show, serving up the best sports coverage in Middle Tennessee from Nashville Sports Radio.
So earlier today, around 2:30, the new head football coach at Tennessee State University. I have a hard time saying that. It's so strange. Eddie George, former Heisman Trophy winner, is now that man. And we go back a long ways, almost a quarter of a century. And I think you'll feel that in this interview. He's going to get used to that music, and he is former Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George. I consider him a friend, one of the most humble superstars you will ever meet. Eddie, how in the world are you?
Man, I am still on cloud nine from all the festivities yesterday. I got a warm reception from Tiger Nation, from my family. Just the anticipation of the day, just everything is overwhelming. I mean, George, living in this community for 24 years, and being familiar with this institution intimately, training here on the grounds, have friends and family members that have gone to this school, and now to be the head coach is truly overwhelming, but humbling and truly honored.
Eddie, this is silly on my end, but I did a trivia question, what I call the stat of the day, and it involved you, and so I want you to take the rest of this. You ready?
Okay, here
you,
we go.
You are one of eight Ohio State Buckeyes to have their number honored. You, of course, at number 27, jersey-wise. Can you name the other seven?
Orlando Pace, Willis, Bujanowicz. Griffin, Harley.
Oh my God, he is rolling through this.
Who is Hopalong Cassidy?
Oh my God, he got it.
That's it, right?
They list somebody named Chick Harley.
Chick Harley, yeah, Chick Harley, yeah.
Oh my God, which again emphasizes the fact I have been saying over the last 2 days, anything this guy puts his mind to, he will be a success at. So, Eddie, first of all, congratulations. What have the last couple of days been like?
Very emotional. I'm drained right now from just having to deal with everything, with the press conference, the news coming out, the amount of text messages. If I can send a thank you to everyone that said congratulations right now, thank you. It's going to be difficult for me to get back to everybody. Just hearing from former players to guys that have coached or are interested. It's just been really overwhelming. And to really, my grandmother asked me last night, who's 92 years old, she remembered me growing up in our household, breaking her kitchen table, shattering her chandeliers, breaking the windows, playing ball. And she said never in her wildest dreams did she ever see the trajectory of my life in terms of what I've been able to do and accomplish. And to hear it from my cousins who are younger than me and my son to say, Dad, this is remarkable to see that anything is possible. You know, when it comes to me, there. I mean, it just feels good to be an example, but just really drained. She's trying to get centered, trying to get down, coming down to earth from it all, and really get back to work. I'm sitting in the office right now, going through some staffing stuff, getting my arms wrapped around the business of college football, from compliance to the medical staff, just trying to understand how things are being done now and to see how we can enhance the student-athlete experience.
Eddie, back 24 years ago, if I had asked you the question at Rio Bravo, you think you'll ever coach? What do you think you would have told me?
I was like, hell no. I would have told you to gallivant around the earth like Kung Fu. But, you know, God has different plans. You know, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. You know? God out his truth. And you know, George, I have to be honest. I mean, I was trying to find reasons not to do it. You know, I made a list of pros and cons of why I should do it and why I shouldn't do it. And quite frankly, that list on the con side came out to three. And it wasn't daunting. It wasn't anything that was going to like take away from my life. It was going to enrich others through this opportunity. And just like anything else, you're going to rattle the cage. You're going to stir up the hornet's nest. But you just got to get through those turbulent times and just breathe through it. Stay focused on the task at hand. Keep that vision in front of you in terms of what you want that final outcome to be. And then you press forward. You know, the three things I can focus on is my focus, my attitude, my effort. And that's what I intend on doing in this venture here.
Eddie, I was so lucky years ago to have the best mentor that ever got put on this earth in former Kentucky athletic director C.M. Newton, the man who hired Rick Pitino. And now I watch 24, 25 years later, Jeff Fisher being your C.M. Newton. How good does that feel for you?
It feels really good. For Jeff to take the time, really encourage me to do this job. Jeff has spent the last 3 years studying the college game, studying everything that it entailed, and really from a CEO perspective in terms of the administrative support that you need to really thrive, to do what you need to do as a head coach. Some eye-opening things came for me was, man, you know, you don't necessarily have to be a play caller to be a head coach. You have to be a CEO. You know, you look at, you know, Steve Kerr, different game, but in basketball, but the Steve Kerr came from the analyst booth into the role of a head coach and has won, you know, two or three championships. So it is possible. So Jeff, you know, his guidance, his insight, his experiences, I can recall back to the time that we moved to Tennessee and how we had to get temporary facilities, learning the scheduling. And like as a player, I didn't understand it then, but now I see the rhyme and reason. So there's a lot of connection points for me from what we've done, both when I was in college and when I played professionally, that I'm making the connections now on why we're doing certain things. So it's about efficiency. And Jeff has been a master at that, having had two teams to move from two different cities, you know, us from Houston to Tennessee, and then the Rams from St. Louis to L.A. He has a pretty good wealth of knowledge in terms of how that looks, how that feels, looks at the perspective from the player's perspective, looks at it from a player's perspective in terms of how they are moving, how they're operating from day to day, and he tries to make that efficient, and that's what's been invaluable in this situation as well in terms of really dissecting what we have inherited and what we have to change moving forward.
Eddie, I'm going to turn you over to Terry McCormick, who's got a couple of questions, but I'll leave you with this. He is so proud of you. It is unbelievable.
Well, you know what? Fish drafted me. He did the due diligence and drafted me in 96 in terms of what he got as a player. And now in this role that I thought I would never be in, we have a chance to work together. I always had this vision, George, and it goes back to when I was playing with the Titans. I've always kept it. I'm a visual person. I've always had this vision of Jeff and I on a stage with confetti flying down the air holding up a trophy. Right? And I thought that day was going to happen in 2001. And when my career ended in 05, I was like, well, that's never going to happen again. I guess that dream is dead, you know. But for some reason, God is picking up those dry bones, those dry dead bones that I thought were dead, and he's resurrected this through a different capacity. I won't be doing it as a player, but I may be doing, I have an opportunity to do it as a coach. So I look at this as a second opportunity to achieve something that has eluded me in my professional career.
Wow. That's former Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George. Terry, what do you got for him?
Eddie, congratulations. It's great to talk to you again. It's been a long time.
Hey, Terry, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, and, you know, I couldn't be happier for you. You've had a lot of endeavors after your football career and found success in acting and landscape architecture and entrepreneurship and all. How much did just your love of the game bring you back to this spot and wanting to give back to football?
Well, my love never diminished. It just transformed into something a little different, you know, watching my sons play. My oldest played at Vanderbilt a few years back. My youngest is currently playing at Montgomery Bell. I still watch college football. I still watch professional football. I've called games as an analyst on Westwood One. I've been an analyst for the Titans for so many years. I've had a chance to look at the game from different perspectives. So I never lost that love of the game. But now I'm back in the game. And that was the one thing when I was presented with this opportunity, I was like, whoa, I gotta put that armor back on again. You know, I gotta dust the armor off. I gotta pull my sword out and sharpen my tools and get in that mindset, but in a different capacity. I'm not gonna be the warrior in the field, but more or less the general in terms of directing, inspiring, encouraging, disciplining, you know, all those things that goes into inspiring young men to achieve a certain goal and to believe in, you know, your vision, but believe in themselves as well. So it's like that, you know, taking out that old armor that you put away that you thought you would never use again.
And one of the things, you know, when you first got here, you were one of the faces of the Titans franchise, and you've been a recognizable guy, you know, ever since your playing days ended and even up until now. How much do you feel like you can use your notoriety and your influence not only to build the Tennessee State football program back, but also to kind of galvanize the city of Nashville and get them behind this program?
Well, our efforts are going to be authentic. I'm not using anything for marketing in terms of my – I mean, we'll use that, of course, but we're not coming from it as our strength. I think my strength is in my relationships. In business, you know, outside the walls of Tennessee State and how we can help this university thrive and reach its fullest potential. If it calls for the marketing opportunities, then that'll be what it is. But everything that I bring to the table, from entrepreneurship to entertainment to education, is going to enhance this educational experience for our student athletes. And I think that will be a differentiator for us in terms of what I'm trying to do here. Is really, so I come from that world, and I'm looking at this as if the things I wish I had when I went through college or coming from high school into college to prepare me for this experience and beyond. And that's kind of how we're looking at this. So I guess to answer your question, hopefully I did, is that, you know, my image, my likeness, my background, my resources, everything that I've done up until this point is all coming with me to help turn this program around and have it not just be a flash in the pan or a spike on the radar, but to have a sustainable model that that can go a long time, be very successful long after I'm gone.
And then I got one more for you. I know a lot of teammates probably have already, former teammates have reached out to you and congratulated you and all on this new endeavor and being the coach at Tennessee State. What do you think Steve McNair would have said to you if you told him you were coaching TSU football?
Oh, Steve, his eyes would have been wide open. He said, are you serious? I mean, if Steve were alive, I'm pretty sure that he would probably welcome this opportunity. Before he passed, I think he mentioned that he was looking to get back in, getting into coaching to some degree. He was going to work over with the Titans a little bit, work with the quarterbacks, because that was his passion. He had his passing camps here and so forth.
Me, I wasn't really interested in coaching per se. I was more or less, you know, doing my entertainment things and doing things of the world and expanding my horizons in that regard. But someone asked me today, you know, man, you know, if Steve were still here, he probably would go to Alcorn. Alcorn. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, he's probably in heaven and orchestrated all this. So, you know, I think he'd be very proud that I'm going to the place that gave him an opportunity to become a professional and really enhance this program to higher levels.
Eddie, as we end this, know that I thought it was really classy that you started the press conference acknowledging Rod Reed. And secondly, if there's anything that I can do as you take over this new job to help you, you let me know.
Yeah, I mean, I would need you to kind of, you know, put a take your shirt off at the game, George, paint a T on it for me, and put a tiger tail on your backside and hype the crowd up. That would be phenomenal. You got the roar. Your voice sounds like the roar of a tiger.
Eddie,
that's what I would love.
The good news is it ain't going to happen. Thank you so much.
Hey, man, not a problem, man.
He's the best. He's former Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George. I know we're late to the break, but so what? Watson, let me double reaffirm, it ain't going to happen.
No, it ain't going to happen. I know you longer than Eddie has. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, and nobody wants it to happen.
Nobody, everybody would leave. If that's what Eddie thinks would help, he's off on the wrong track on that one.
Let's go to the break, and then we'll play a little stat. Well, you know what? We may have given away stat of the day. So, Watson, let me ask you this. Would you have said hop along Cassidy?
No. After it was said, I said, yes, that's absolutely right. That's where he went to school. But no, I would not have.
How many would you have gotten?
Maybe four or five. I knew when he named them, I knew yes. But it started fading as he kept going. So, no, I'm going to say half.
You think about it, as many great players as that school has had, they've had to be really picky to keep it from being about 50.
Well, I'd say if you're one of those, then you were special because think about all the great players that have come through that program. Wow.
Pretty impressive. We'll go to the break at 4:42. More of the show when we come back on WNSR.
Afternoon, traffic's building even more so down through Williamson County as we watch it build. 65 down through Spring Hill. OHB at Copperfield Way, that's a crash over in Brentwood just occurred. Still working with that wreck, 700 block of Murfreesboro Pike. Hillsboro Pike was still tied up at the 3800 block a few minutes ago as traffic picks up even more so out through Mount Julian, now on I-40 going east. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Call right now if you're looking for a job at 478-1171.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Introducing new Kraft sandwiches at Slim Chickens. Try our Chicken Club sandwich with crispy bacon and cheese, the Cayenne Ranch sandwich with fried onions and Cayenne Ranch mayo, the Buffalo Ranch sandwich that's tossed in spicy buffalo sauce, or the crispy chicken sandwich, which is anything but basic. Slim's lineup of four Kraft sandwiches. The choice is yours. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or pulling up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the app store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it.
Sports Radio WNSR.
.446 is the time. We got a Grizzlies game tonight against Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. Luka Doncic is about as hot a star as the NBA has right now. The Braves are on tonight against Florida, Miami, sorry. Either way, they're the Marlins. And the Braves are hurting right now in pitching because Watson, as you know, Max Fried, who for about 50 games was a legitimate Cy Young Award candidate a year ago, has been awful so far. And with Soroka on the disabled list, with more than just what got him out a year ago, they're kind of searching right now.
You can't take two guys like that, George, that aren't either injured or just not hardly getting it done yet. You're going to struggle, so my thing is, how long is it going to take to get Max back, and then how long is it going to take to get Soroka? Well, they may have to hunt a pitcher quicker than they wanted to.
Well, that's going to be one of the jobs of Alex Anthopoulos, is to try to figure this out, because, you know, this may reach a point. This is a really good baseball team he's got, and who knows? Who knows how long he can allow that to go on?
And I don't think he can long, George. I say that in one way, and then another way he can. This is such a tough division. You can get your butt in trouble pretty quick here if you're not careful. But on the other hand, everybody keeps beating each other. Everybody kind of hangs around, so that might let you see if you can get everybody back and then get going again. So I don't know. It's just it's very surprising to see the start.
Well, the bats have done exactly what I thought they would do. Acuna has been, at least in the first 10 games, like he's off on an MVP kind of year.
George, he does everything well. I mean, runs as fast as you can possibly run, power that he has, defensive player that he is. I mean, this guy, I don't know if there is a better player in the league. Total all-around player than Ronald Acuña is. I swear, I don't see one. I just don't. There's some better power hitters, maybe. There's some better this. But just do everything like this guy does. Name the one that you think is the closest to him in your opinion.
He's a 40-40. I mean, what else needs to be said?
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying name – is there anybody you can think of right now that you would say is better than him than all that he does? I can't name one. Is Mookie Betts in that league?
Well, he is right now. You know, Trout has been.
Trout don't run like he does.
No, he doesn't. And Acuña in recent games has shown a level of speed that is downright scary. So under the, you know, who are the 40-40s? I think you've named the two, and maybe there's a third I'm missing somewhere, but Mookie Betts, Ronald Acuña.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's that good. How long is he signed for? What's his deal, George?
They've got him. They have absolutely fleeced both Ronald Acuña and Ozzie Albies in a deal where that franchise is the luckiest franchise in the world because they signed him up. I don't have it in front of me, but ridiculous lengths of contract and, frankly, not superstar kind of money.
That's fantastic. I'm telling you, I don't care where you go. You got those two as your nucleus for a long while. The Braves should be good for a while.
Need a pitching staff right now. Charlie Morton pitches tonight. He has been.
To see how he develops as this goes along, because he was a very important piece, George, to this whole thing. So
to Tampa winning it all. Yeah. I mean, getting to the World Series.
Absolutely.
Freed, and I don't pretend to know. I have not been able to watch them enough early to see what's going on with Max Fried. His stock in trade is the best 12-6 curveball in the league. And I don't know if something's going on there. I haven't really been able to watch him. Soroka, they think, will be back sometime in early May, but everybody's being really quiet about that. And that concerns me because they're not saying much.
Well, George, in my opinion, he hadn't been back yet. He came back and he still wasn't well. So he's not
right.
Been back yet. And that is a major concern until you see him go out there and make it two or three games and be fine. So that is a big concern, if you ask me, because he's yet to be back, in my opinion.
Their lineup will be no concern. If it is, then we're all stupid. But it's the level of pitching that they're able to bring to the table. Drew Smyly as the fifth starter, been okay so far. Kind of a bargain basement deal. He'd been hurt. I've always liked him, always thought he had good stuff. But I haven't seen enough yet to say, okay, Drew Smyly, we're in.
No. No, and the division is so tough, but I still don't see if they just get better than average pitching. I'll even say that. If they have better than average pitching all the way through, I don't think the other clubs in the division can get them. I don't think the Phillies, the Mets, or the Marlins are good enough if their pitching is better than average.
Going to have to start to get it going.
I know.
4:53 will wrap up the hour. When we come back.
Good afternoon. Traffic's really starting to pick up now out here pretty much on schedule on the Woodland Street Bridge. Traffic's heavy here on the South Loop. It's busy headed out towards Mount Julian right now on I-40 East. That's been in pretty decent shape. Headed out through Wilson County this afternoon. Still over in Brentwood working that wreck at OHB at Copperfield Way. Traffic's heavy, but it's moving on 40 West out through Kingston Springs. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The final lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
William Byron finished fourth at Martinsville, and short track action continues this weekend at Richmond.
Yeah, we've had some really good short track races, but yeah, then we've had some issues with brakes and things, mechanical things. So trying to make sure that we make all that stuff last and not you know, make it to the end of the race is really important. You know, so I think that's a big emphasis for us. But yeah, I feel like some of that is how your car is driving, but also just technique and, you know, making sure that I'm taking care of my stuff throughout the early part of the race so I can have, you know, something good at the end. So that's I think that's all it is. Just kind of when we've had good handling stuff, then we've done well. But, you know, you can't try to crutch it too much with brakes and stuff if you're not handling well.
William Byron is happy fans are slowly coming back to the racetrack all masked up.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just roll with whatever's comfortable with how we approach it. I mean, I feel fairly comfortable, you know, as is right now. I think that, you know, the protocols and things are working well. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a gradual thing. But, you know, I think you see it through all sports right now. It's kind of, you know, getting more and more fans around, whether, you know, having them masked, but being able to have them around. So that's kind of how I'm good with it. If people have masks on, you know, I think it's working towards the right direction.
The final lap.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Seven and nothing tonight that will affect the Preds and where they stand right now in the standings, which is they are 4 points ahead of Chicago for the fourth and final playoff position. However, they have played one more game than the Blackhawks. The Preds go to Carolina for two. Then they come home Monday night for the Blackhawks. Play two games in Chicago next week, Wednesday night at Chicago at United Center, Friday at the United Center. Watson, I think what it's going to come down to, they're probably going to have to take two out of three from the Blackhawks, who, and let's face it, they've had their number. The Preds have had Chicago's number here in recent meetings.
They have, and I think part of that is experience. The Blackhawks are really young. And going to be, you better get them now because they're going to be pretty good, in my opinion. They got a chance to be real good in years to come. But I think experience will pull us through with the Blackhawks in those big games. And I agree with you, they are big games.
They're probably the ones that are going to decide it. And for what it's worth, if you look down at the very end, at the very, very end, the Predators' final two games of the year are home games against the Carolina Hurricanes.
Ooh. Let's hope it's done by then. But I'm glad they're at home, and I hope we keep putting more and more people in those stands.
Yeah. Do you really think it will be done, though? I think it goes right to the wire.
I'm afraid it's going to. I hate it for all of us, but I'm afraid it's going to because I don't think the Blackhawks are going to go away. I don't think it's the Stars. They just haven't taken the steps in the last couple of weeks. I thought they would. But I don't think the Blackhawks are going away.
Watson, we're done.
George, great job with the interview.
Thanks,
today, man.
It was fun.
I think you got him before anybody in the city got him. So it was a great interview. So great job on that.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, buddy.
And see all of you tomorrow on WNSR.